Western producer, the evening air is getting crisp, the stars are bright, the harvest moon is shining and the crickets are chirping. The landscape is decorated with changing colors and we are enjoying the taste of homegrown produce from our gardens. One little stroll can offer a bright red tomato, a ripe apple, a cool cucumber, a mouth-watering sweet corn on the cob. The list is long and the taste is never so good. We can also enjoy seasonal fruit such as peaches, nectarines, plums and Concord grapes that are grown in Canadian orchards and sold at grocers, markets and roadside fruit stands. It is a transitional time for many, as many settle into the new routines of school and work. As we get back on track, convenient and delicious menus become very important. Slow cooker beef pot roast in the busy harvest season. My daughter used the slow cooker to prepare our meals and have them warm and waiting when we got in after a long day. This was a favorite that used fresh garden produce and also provided leftovers. Side with sliced tomatoes and cucumbers or indulge in a corn on the cob. 0.3 pounds. Beef roast, thawed or fresh cut 1.36 kilograms 2 tablespoons steak seasoning 30 milliliters 1 tablespoon. Italian seasoning 15 milliliters 2c. Beef broth 500 milliliters 2c. Carrots, cut into bite-size pieces 500 milliliters 4c. Potatoes, red or variety you have on hand, chopped into 2-inch pieces 1L1 large white or yellow onion cut into chunks 1 stalk celery chopped 2 teaspoon. Salt, or more to taste, 10 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Black pepper, or to taste, 5 milliliters 2 teaspoons. Garlic powder or seasoning 10 milliliters 3 tablespoon cold water 45 milliliters 3 tablespoon cornstarch 45 ml grease the slow cooker crock. In a small bowl, combine the steak and Italian seasoning. Rub seasoning mix all over the roast. Place the roast, beef broth, potatoes, carrots, onions, and celery in the crock. Cover and cook on low for 7 to 8 hours or on high for 3 to 4 hours. Do check the doneness of the meat with a thermometer. If you desire gravy, just before serving, place the liquid from the slow cooker into a medium saucepan. Add salt, pepper, garlic powder. Bring to a boil. Whisk together cornstarch and cold water. Add to saucepan and reduce heat to medium-low. Allow to thicken for 3 to 5 minutes. Place roast on a large plate. Use a fork to gently pull apart the roast. Pour gravy over roast, and veggies if desired, and serve. Serves 8. Enjoy. Source. Adapted from www.lacremedelacrum.com. Peaches and cream cake. This is a twist on a traditional tart that turns fresh peaches into a gourmet bite. 2/3 c. White granulated sugar, scant 160 milliliters, 1 large egg, 1 large egg yolk, 1 teaspoon. Vanilla or vanilla bean paste 5 milliliters 1/3 c. Butter melted, salted or unsalted 80 milliliters 1/2 c. Flour 125 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Baking powder 5 ml pinch salt if using unsalted butter 6 tablespoon whole, or 2% milk at room temperature 90 milliliters 6 to 8 fresh peaches about 3.5 c. Chop Hedising, confectioner's sugar for dusting before serving grease an 8 or 9 inch springform pan. You can use round pan if desired. If you'd like to later remove the cake from the base, be sure to line the bottom with a round of parchment paper. Sprinkle the inside of the greased pan with a bit of brown sugar. Wrap the outside of the spring-form pan in a piece of aluminum foil and place on a baking sheet. Preheat oven to 355F, 185C. Do not use a convection setting. Peel peaches, then cut into small chunks. Set aside. Melt the butter and set aside to let it cool. In a medium bowl, combine the flour and baking powder and pinch of salt, if using unsalted butter. Set aside. Whisk the eggs with the sugar until the mixture is light and fluffy, 2 to 3 minutes. Add the vanilla and mix in. Add the milk, the cooled, melted butter and then the flour mixture and mix until well combined. Gently fold peaches into the batter. Pour into the prepared pan. You'll know you have enough peaches if they poke above the batter when you pour it in the pan. If not, maybe add another. If you like, you can sprinkle the top with white sugar before baking for a sweet top crust. Bake in preheated oven for 45 to 55 minutes. Cake should be evenly deep golden on top and should have pulled away from the sides of the pan. Remove to a cooling rack and allow to cool completely in the pan. Once cooled, refrigerate for a bit before slicing and serving. Dust with icing sugar and garnish with a few peach slices just before serving if desired. Top with ice or whipped cream to complete the plate. Store in the refrigerator. Makes 8 slices. Source. www.seasonsandsuppers.ca. A second simple dessert choice that accentuates the flavor of the peach dessert. Each year we make this recipe in peach season. Sometimes we add in a few prune, Italian plums if available. 0.6c. Sliced and peeled peaches 1.5 l 1/4 c. Brown sugar 60 ml 2 tablespoon flour 30 ml 1 teaspoon. Lemon juice 5 ml 1/2 teaspoon. Lemon zest 2 ml 1/2 teaspoon. Cinnamon 2 ml topping, 1 c. Flour 250 ml 1 c. Sugar 250 ml 1 teaspoon. Baking powder 5 ml 1/4 of a teaspoon. Salt 1 ml 1/4 of a teaspoon. Ground nutmeg 1 ml 1 large egg, at room temperature and slightly beaten 1/2 c. Softened butter 125 ml. Combine the peaches with sugar. Flour, lemon juice, zest and cinnamon. Place the peaches in a 9x13 inch, 22x33 cm, pan. For the topping, combine flour, sugar, baking powder, salt and nutmeg. Stir in the egg until the mixture is crumbly. Sprinkle the mixture over the peaches and pour the melted butter over top. Lightly press topping down onto the peach mixture. Bake at 375°F, 190°C, for 35 to 40 minutes. Serves 8 to 10. Delicious topped with vanilla ice cream. 5-minute healthy peach yogurt. The fresh taste of this chilled treat is refreshing. It is fun to choose the flavor of yogurt you want on any given day. 0.4c. Fresh fruit like peaches, cut and frozen solid. You can use frozen bagged fruit. 1 l 3 tablespoon sugar, agave nectar or honey 45 ml 1/2 c. Plain yogurt, non-fat or whole. 125 ml 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice 15 ml. Add the frozen peaches, agave nectar, or honey, yogurt and lemon juice to the bowl of a food processor. Process until creamy, about 5 minutes. If the fruit seems hard to blend, just let sit for a few minutes to soften slightly. Serve the frozen yogurt immediately or transfer it to an airtight container and store it in the freezer for up to 1 month. Makes 4 servings. You could substitute equal amounts of other fruit in this dish. Source. www.justitaste.com. Sweets to take on the run. Peach streusel muffins. Muffins are always great to take along as a snack or for coffee break. Crumb topping. 1/3 c. Packed light or dark brown sugar 80 ml. 1 tablespoon sugar 15 ml. 1/2 teaspoon. Ground cinnamon 2 ml. 1/4 c. Unsalted butter, melted 60 ml 2/3 c. All-purpose flour 160 ml muffins, 1/2 c. Unsalted butter, softened to room temperature 125 ml 1/2 c. Packed light or dark brown sugar 125 ml 1/4 c. Granulated sugar 60 ml 2 large eggs, room temperature 1/2 c. Plain yogurt or sour cream. At room temperature 125 ml 2 teaspoons. Pure vanilla extract 10 ml 1 3/4 c. All-purpose flour 425 ml 1 teaspoon. Baking soda 5 ml 1 teaspoon. Baking powder 5 ml 1/2 teaspoon. Ground cinnamon 2 ml 1/8 of a teaspoon. Ground allspice 0.5 ml 1/2 teaspoon. Salt 2 ml 2 tablespoon milk, dairy or non-dairy at room temperature 30 ml 1 3/4 c. Peeled, chopped peaches, about 3 peaches. 425 ml vanilla icing, optional, 1 c. Icing sugar 250 ml 3 tablespoon heavy cream or milk 45 ml 1/2 teaspoon. Pure vanilla extract 2 ml preheat oven to 425°F, 220°C. Prepare a muffin pan. Set aside. If you choose to make the crumb topping, mix the brown sugar, granulated sugar, cinnamon, and melted butter together in a small bowl until combined. Add the flour and use a fork to gently mix just until crumbs form. Set aside. Make the muffins. Whisk the flour, baking soda, baking powder, cinnamon, allspice, and salt together in a large bowl. Set aside. In a large mixing bowl, beat the butter and both sugars together on high speed until smooth and creamy, about 2 minutes. Add the eggs, yogurt or sour cream, and vanilla extract. Beat on medium speed for 1 minute, then turn up to high speed until the mixture is combined and mostly creamy. With the mixer running on low speed, add the dry ingredients and milk into the wet ingredients and beat until no flour pockets remain. Gently fold in the chopped peaches. Spoon the batter evenly into each cup or liner, filling each all the way to the top. Spoon crumb topping on each if using, gently pressing it down so it sticks. Bake for 5 minutes at 425°F. Then, without opening the oven, reduce the oven temperature to 350°F, 180°C. Bake for an additional 16 to 19 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. The total time these muffins take in the oven is about 21 to 24 minutes. Allow the muffins to cool for 5 minutes in the muffin pan, then transfer to a wire rack to continue cooling. Let them cool for at least 15 minutes before unwrapping and eating. If a glaze is desired, whisk all of the icing ingredients together and drizzle over warm or cooled muffins. Makes 12 large muffins. Note: take the dairy products out ahead of time to warm before using in the recipe so the batter blends. Frozen peaches. You can use chopped frozen peaches, do not thaw. Extend total bake time by 1 to 2 minutes. Mini muffin pan, 350°F for 12 to 14 minutes. Makes about 36 to 40. The topping and glaze are both optional. Source: www.sallysbakingaddiction.com. Maybe you enjoy whole fresh fruit in season, but what about a pairing? Puffed wheat squares. As much as I enjoy fresh seasonal fruit, sometimes I need some texture to make the experience complete. I have found a puffed wheat recipe that is just right, so I had to share it. Excellent in field coolers or lunches. My favorite sides are peaches, nectarines or Concord grapes. 2/3 c. Unsalted butter 160 milliliters 2/3 c. Corn syrup 160 milliliters 1 c. Brown sugar 250 milliliters 1/2 c. Cocoa powder 125 milliliters 1 teaspoon. Pure vanilla extract, optional, 5 milliliters 9 c. Puffed wheat cereal 2.25 L. Prepare a 9x13 inch, 22 by 33 centimeters, baking pan. Add the butter, corn syrup, brown sugar and cocoa powder to a large saucepan over low-medium heat. Melt everything together while stirring gently. Bring the mixture to a gentle boil for 1 minute, then remove from the heat. If you desire a bit more flavor, add vanilla at this time, optional. Stir in the puffed wheat cereal. Spoon the batter into the prepared pan and press down. I use a lightly greased spatula for this. Allow to firm up at room temperature for 60 minutes, then cut into bars. Makes 24 squares. Source: www.justatoste.com. Jody Mirosavsky is a home economist from Rosetown, Sask, and a member of Team Resources. Contact team@producer.com.